大家早上好。
好 ，Good morning, everyone。
我们高兴我们在主日可以相聚在一起，我们一起来敬拜我们的神。
We're so glad we can gather together on the Sunday morning and together we worship our Lord。
我们这个属灵恩赐的系列，那我们今天讲到第四讲。
Concerning the spiritual gift series, today is our fourth subject。
那么我们第一讲首先讲的是这个富甲天下。
The first message was on heavenly rich.
我们讲到说什么是属灵的恩赐，属灵的恩赐的来源在哪里。
We talk about what are the spiritual gifts and where is the source of all the spiritual gifts.
那么第二讲我们是讲到各尽其能 each according to the gift.
And the second message was each one according to the gifts given to them.
他是讲到说我们每个人都有自己的属灵恩赐。
I mentioned that everyone has our own spiritual gifts.
但是没有人拥有所有的恩赐。
But no one possesses the whole gift.
但是每个人的恩赐是不一样的。
And everyone has different gifts.
Okay. Alright. 好，这次有声音了哈。Yeah. 那么我们上个星期我们又是讲到了第三讲哈。
And last week was my third time giving the message.
我们讲到合乎中道。
So to evaluate yourself correctly.
是讲到说怎么样看待我们自己的恩赐。
How to treat your own spiritual gifts.
我们怎么样去看待别人的恩赐。
And how we treat other people's spiritual gifts.
那么今天我们讲的第四讲呢，只是讲到说我们怎么样去发现我们的属灵恩赐。
And today, the fourth time, I want to talk about how do we discover our own spiritual gifts.
所谓的柳暗花明是我们可以找到我们的属灵恩赐的。
It's a surprise journey that we can find what are our spiritual gifts.
那么早期来美国的人，你们大家还记得美国的汽油的价格以前是9.9的。是不是
Those who came to the States earlier, you remember back then the gasoline price was 99 cents per gallon.
哎呀，那个时候加一箱汽油是非常的便宜哈。
So it wasn't too expensive to have a whole tank of gasoline.
但是呢，这个到了2003年以后，开始这个汽油价格开始飙升啊。
But ever since 2003, the price of gasoline has risen.
这个价格升了的时候呢，就是非常快哈，一下子就变成好几块钱哈。
And they got more than tripled or, you know.
那现在呢，我们知道这个汽油已经在加州这个汽油是最贵的了。
And we know in California the gasoline is most expensive.
所以呢，我们知道这汽油的价格。那么当时啊，路易斯安那这个州啊。
And then at that time in the state of Louisiana.
有一个人叫他的名字叫Steve, Jordan, 哈。
And there's a person named Steve Jordan.
他也说这个汽油价格太贵了，他于是说他准备在自己家后院钻井打油。
He complained that the gasoline price was so high that he was going to dig oil well behind his backyard.
不过他们家的后院是比你们家稍微大一点哈。
Of course, his backyard is much larger than what we have.
得有几百个 acre 这样的。
More than 100 acres.
所以呢，他就花了好多钱，你一定要钻井啊，你要钻到地下这个几千个这个英尺以下哈。
So he spent a lot of money to dig a well very very deep down into the earth.
你要花很多钱，但是你真的能不能找到石油，这还是另外一说。
But to spend so much money, you don't know if you can really find the oil.
不过他说这个汽油太贵了。
So he complained the gasoline price was too high.
It was a try.
It's worth its try.
所以呢，他就决定呢，就请人呢，在他的这个后院要打井。他说，如果真的我找到的话，我一下子怎么样就暴富了，是不是
？So he hired several people to dig a well in his backyard. He said, if I truly find the oil, I'm going to be very, very rich.
如果你真想发财，说不定可以在你家后院也试一试哈。
Maybe you can try that in your backyard.
但是他能不能找到石油真的是很难讲哈。
But it was hard to say whether he could find the oil.
虽然他的这个家里这个地还是蛮大的。
Even though he has a big piece of land.
也不能保证他肯定能够找到油啊。
They can't guarantee that he will find the gasoline.
但是人们为了这个发财致富，他敢于铤而走险的哈。
So for becoming a wealthy person, some people are willing to take the risk.
但是如果我们去寻找我们的属灵恩赐的话，
But if we try to find our spiritual gifts,
我们真的不需要去冒这么大的风险。
We do not need to take such a big risk.
但是呢，我们肯定会找到我们的恩赐。
But we will for sure find our spiritual gifts.
因为这个是神已经告诉我们说，你已经给我们了。
Because God has told us that He has given us spiritual gifts.
每个人都有。
Everyone has some.
这个恩赐就是用使用我们。来建造神的国度。
And these spiritual gifts are given to build God's kingdom.
那么这个恩赐怎么样去寻找呢？
And how can we find these spiritual gifts?
那么如果我找到我的恩赐，我怎么样去使用呢？
And if I do find them, how do I use them?
既然你有恩赐，还需要不需要努力呢？
Since you have spiritual gifts, do you still have to try hard?
那我们今天一起来继续思考哥林多前书第十二章。
So today let's continue to consider 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开哥林多前书第十二章，我们今天一起来读27-31.
So if you have your Bible, please open to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to read verses 27-31.
对，27-31，哥林多前书第十二章27-31。我来读中文，陪师母来读英文。你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
27. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular.
神在教会所设立的第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再次是得恩赐医病的，帮助人的，治理事的，说方言的。
And God has set some in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues.
岂都是使徒吗？岂都是先知吗？岂都是教师吗？岂都是行异能的吗？
Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles?
岂都是得恩赐医病的吗？岂都是说方言的吗？岂都是翻方言的吗？
Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret?
你们要切切地求那更大的恩赐。
But cover earnestly the best gifts.
所以这里保罗列出来一些属灵的恩赐。
So here Paul listed several spiritual gifts.
而且也告诉我们说我们要去寻求这些恩赐。
And he also told us to seek after these gifts.
而且要寻求那更大的恩赐。
And they also seek the greater gift.
那么我们到底有哪些恩赐呢？
Now, what are some of the spiritual gifts?
所以首先我们要去问我们自己，我们有哪些的恩赐。
So first of all, we need to ask ourselves, what kind of spiritual gifts do I have?
所以有三个办法去寻找我们身上的恩赐。
There are three ways to find out what are your spiritual gifts.
简单的说就是说，你做哪些事情你会做得比较好。
Simply put, what are the things you do that you can do the best?
而且呢，你会非常的喜欢去做
，and then you enjoy doing them.
而且你做完之后呢，明显的就会感觉到有好的效果。
And after you did them, you felt there's good effect.
所以第一个方法就是使用一些测试的方法。
So the first way is to find some way that you can discover to test yourself.
那这些测试的方法呢，是用一些问题的方式来回答。
And there's some questionnaires for you to answer.
说如果我们今天下午就会有培训，不是吗？哈。
Now this afternoon we have a training session.
所以我们希望大家参加培训的时候，我们就会有这个今天下午就会有这属灵恩赐的测试。
So in this special training, we will give you a spiritual gift inventory.
那通过回答这些问题，思考这些问题，你会知道说，哎，我在哪方面会比较强的。
Through answering and consider these questions, you can find out where your strengths are.
因为有些东西可能你认为。不是这个不觉得这个东西是特别重要的。
Some you may not say, oh, this is not that important.
那以前有一个姐妹，她觉得她的最大的喜欢，她喜欢收拾房间的。
Once there was a sister, she said what she loved to do the most was to clean her room.
Yeah, 她家里都是整理的非常的整齐。
So her house is always very tidy.
所以呢，这是恩赐的。
So this is a gift.
你到教会来也可以整理的哈。
You can also clean the church when you come.
哎，因为教会有很多的杂事，对不对？
So there are so many miscellaneous things.
所以需要很多人去做的。
Need many people to do.
所以如果我们当中有人有这方面恩赐，你就可以到我们的 office 去看一看。
If somebody has that specific gift, go to the church office and help us clean up.
那么这个测试的结果本身会告诉我们，我们哪些方面比较强项。
So after the test, you will find out where your strength lies.
这个呢，测试的方法是一方面，但是呢，我们不是百分之百的相信它，但是它确实会帮助我们确定哪些方面会更强。
So the first way is to do an inventory, even though it's not 100% correct, but it can help you to find out.
那第二个方法是什么呢？
And the second way is,
第二个方法就是说祈求神来启示你。
Pray to God to reveal it to you.
嗯，这个怎么去求呢？
How can you pray?
你就跟上帝说，你告诉我我是哪方面比较强的。
So you can ask God, God, where is my strength?
哎，你这样的祷告神肯定垂听的。
So such prayer, God will for sure listen.
因为神已经说这个属灵的恩赐是怎么样？在我们读这哥林多前书第十二章第一节就讲到了，这个已经是启示给我们，这个不是隐藏的东西。
Because first of all, in Corinthians chapter 12 verse 1, it already said that God has already revealed it and given to us.
所以你的祷告如果是说，神呐、啊，我不知道我的属灵恩赐在哪里，求你让我知道。
So if you pray to God, I don't know what is my spirit's gift. Please let me know.
所以呢？你肯定会知道的。
For sure, you will know.
因为这个祈求的这个恩赐啊，跟这个求恩赐是两启示，跟求神给你恩赐是两个不同的概念啊。
Because to know you have a gift and to know that you can pray for God to show you are two different things.
如果我求神给我一个新的恩赐，那是一个新的事情。
If you ask God to pray for a new gift to give to me, that's a different thing.
那神也许会给你。
Maybe God will give to you.
也许不给你。
Maybe not.
那我是做牧师的哈。
So I'm a pastor.
哎呀，我想跟人家传福音呢，很困难。
I think sometimes it's difficult to share the gospel with some people.
我说神如果给我一病的恩赐就好了哈。
So I would say, oh God, if you can give me the gift of healing, that would be
wonderful. 这教会不就很容易传了吗？还是人很难都来了，陈牧师会治病。
So it's easy to share the gospel, and then many people will come because Pastor Chen knows how to heal people.
求了有一阵子了，没有回音的哈。
So I pray for a while, but
所以呢，我还要费很大的劲跟人家传福音哈。
So I still need to work very hard to share the gospel.
所以你求一个新的恩赐呢，神可能会给你。
So when you seek a new gift, God may give it to you.
那可能神也不给你。
But God may not give it to you.
但是如果你启示说，神你让我知道哪些恩赐你已经给我了。
But if you pray to God and say, God, what are the gifts that you have already given to me?
这个你肯定会知道。
For sure, you will know.
所以呢，这个是属灵的恩赐需要我们去花时间去想的。
So for this spiritual gift, it takes time to think about them.
需要我们去努力的。
And we need to try hard.
去努力要发现。
To discover.
然后努力要去使用才可以。
And to exercise it.
Yeah. 我刚来教会的时候碰到周师母哈，周师母就说，我年纪也很大了，我教会里什么事情我都做不了了现在。
And when I first came to church, and Mrs. Chow told me that, oh, I'm getting old, there's nothing I could do here.
但是我知道周师母怎么样，每个星期都为教会祷告。
But I know Mrs. Chow pray for church every day.
这就是什么？属灵的恩赐。
That is also a spiritual gift.
周师母九十多岁什么都不能做，但可以为教会祷告。
In my 90s, I couldn't do much, but I can pray for the church.
很多时候我们是没有意识到说啊，我觉得好像这个东西并不是很明显，是别人可以看得到的。
Sometimes we are not aware that something we do is not that obvious that people cannot see.
因为很多的恩赐呢不是这么明显的。
Because some of the gifts are not that obvious.
但是呢，神会把这些恩赐启示给我们。
But God will reveal them to us.
那第三个办法是什么？
And the third way is.
第三个办法就是你观察到神怎么样使用你。
Is that you have observed how God has used you.
所以弟兄姐妹有什么样的反应？
And how the brother and sister respond to
when you're using your gift. 参与不同的事情。
When you are involved in different things in the church.
那么弟兄姐妹的回馈就会告诉你，哦，你有这方面的恩赐。
The feedback from brothers and sisters can show that what kind of gifts you have.
所以你听到别人怎么样的反应，这个是确定你恩赐的一个办法。
So another way to find out your gift is how you feel, how you hear the response from people.
有的时候呢，神是把一个新的机会放在你的面前。
Sometimes God presents a new opportunity before you.
那个机会呢，是让你来参与服事的。
And that opportunity is for you to get involved in ministry.
可能你根本就不了解，不知道你能不能做的这个。
Maybe you don't know or don't understand if you can do that.
但是当你真正的参与进去之后，你发现原来神给你这个恩赐，你把这个事情做得非常好。
And then actually you find that once you get involved, you do it very well and you have that gift.
所以呢，我们不要轻易的忽视这些服事的机会哈。
So do not easily ignore or neglect these opportunities for ministry.
以前有一个人呢叫 Bill Wilson 哈。
Once there was a man called Bill Wilson.
这个人非常聪明的。
He was very smart.
因为他去的学校都是常春藤的名校了。
Because the schools he went were Ivy League schools.
成绩非常好。
And he has very good grades.
但是他就是不能毕业。
But he couldn't graduate.
为什么呢？他有一个问题。
Because he has one problem.
他的问题就是他喜欢喝酒。
He loved to drink.
所以呢，是这个醉酒的人是一个 alcoholic.
Alcoholic.
所以呢，他这个有一天醉到一个程度，他没有办法，该考试了他去不了哈。
And he was so drunk that one day there was a test and he couldn't make it.
所以他自然他这课就失败掉了。
So naturally he failed the test.
那他想办法去克服他这个喝酒的习惯哈。
And he tried so hard to overcome his drunkenness.
后来没有办法。
He couldn't help himself.
后来有人告诉他，你这个爱喝酒不是一个只是简单的一个坏习惯，这是一种病的。
So later someone told him that the way you want to drink is not just a habit but an illness.
所以你应该想办法怎么样去对付它。
So you should think how to overcome it, how to deal with it.
不过他真的没有办法克服这个东西。
But he couldn't overcome his drinking
problem. 不过后来他有机会听到福音，他成了一基督徒。
And later he was able to hear the gospel and he became a Christian.
他才知道说，哦，如果用神来帮助他来克服这个问题，他是不是可以戒酒？
Then he realized if he asked God to help him to overcome this problem, maybe he can overcome this addiction.
所以他和一批人后来慢慢就聚集在一起，就发展成一个新的方法来怎么样去克服这个瘾酒的习惯。
And then later he gathered together with a group of people and they soon discovered a way to overcome alcoholism.
所以在现在全美国这样的组织都很多哈。
So right now in the United States there are many, many chapters of this organization.
这个就叫Alcoholic Anonymous. Yeah.
This is AA.
AA, right. Slow 也有吧。Yeah. yeah.那么这个就是他的方法，其实他不讲他是基督教的，但是他的方法是完全按照宗教的信仰，我们宗教的信仰是怎么样去帮助你，让神来帮助你克服这个。
Even though AA organization doesn't claim to be Christian, but the method they use are Christian principles.
所以 Bill Wilson 真是他不晓得他会有这个恩赐来发展这样一个克服。帮助所有人去克服戒酒的一个事工哈。
Bill Wilson never realized that he had this gift to help other people overcome alcoholism.
但是当神把这个机会放在他跟前的时候
，But when God presented this opportunity before him,
那么他就有机会去怎么样去施展他的恩赐。
He had the opportunity to exercise his gift.
所以现在这个 AA 啊，在美国啊到处。都有帮助了很多的人。
So now AA is everywhere in the states and it helped a lot of people.
Yeah. 那么我们这样去发现恩赐是有三个办法啊。
So there are three ways to discover our spiritual gifts.
那这就是我们今天在下午 training 要用的一个测试的方法啊。
And this is an inventory we're going to use this afternoon in our training.
所以我们希望弟兄姐妹下午有空可以一起来参加这个测试。
So if you have time, please stay and we will do this inventory together.
那今天我们是只是做中文的啊。
And today we just do the Chinese one.
那么接下来我们怎么样去不但是发现自己的恩赐，我们要怎么去使用它哈。
Next, we're going to talk about not only we need to discover our gifts, but how are we going to use them?
那么一个很大的危险放在我们面前，就是我们不是不知道自己的恩赐，但很多的时候没有办法去使用哈。
One danger that is in front of us is that it's not that we don't know our gifts, but we don't know how to use them.
那使用恩赐，我们需要两方面的提醒大家。
And to use our gifts, there are two reminders.
所以在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十九节，保罗这样说哈。
Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 19 says this.
那不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not quench the Holy Spirit.
就很多的时候，我们没有使用恩赐，不是我们不知道自己的恩赐。
And many times we don't use our spiritual gifts not because we don't know what we have.
但是我们很多的时候是知道，但是疏忽了。啊，没有办法去使用它。
So we neglect them, so we do not use them.
所以这是两方面的提醒哈。
So these are two-sided reminders.
所以我们不要消灭圣灵的感动，也不要轻忽自己已有的恩赐。
So number one, do not quench the Holy Spirit. Number two, do not overlook our gifts.
所以当圣灵来提醒我们说，哎，你有这方面恩赐的时候。
So when the Holy Spirit reminds us that you have this gift.
Yeah.那么我们就会怎么样？我们要积极的去回应。
So we need to respond positively.
那么在这个实际的服事当中，会慢慢的会更加的去发展自己的恩赐。
And when we do get involved in the ministry, our gifts can be developed.
那保罗也曾经提醒过提摩太哈。
And Paul also reminded Timothy once.
那应该注意自己已经有的恩赐。
He said, "Do not neglect the gift that is in you."
那既然呢？显然他是提摩太呢，这个因为是比较年轻，他在跟随保罗的时候。
Timothy was a younger Christian and he was following Paul.
那么他的一个特点，他的胆子比较小一点。
One characteristic about Timothy is that he was a little timid.
所以保罗在提摩太前书第四章第十四节就提醒他。
So Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14 reminded him.
你不要轻忽所得的恩赐。
Neglect not the gift that is in you.
就是从前借着预言在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。
Which was given you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the elders.
那么有的时候因为我们遇到了一些困难，是我们没有办法来继续啊发挥我们的长处。
Sometimes we do face difficulties and it's hard to find ourselves exercising our gifts.
所以保罗在第提摩太后书第一章第六节又讲了同样的事情。
So Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 the same thing.
为此我提醒你。
Wherefore I put you in remembrance.
使你将神借着我按手所给你的恩赐再如火再挑旺起来。
That you stir up the gift of God which is in you by the putting on of my hands.
我想这大概是提摩太本身的一个弱点。
So I think this is Timothy's weakness.
那保罗带领他很久，对他的这个弱点是非常清楚的。
And Paul has led him for a long time, so he knew very well Timothy's weakness.
说你已经有这些恩赐，不要因为呢这个环境的这个艰难或者有些困难，你就放弃掉哈。
You already have these gifts.Do not let go or give up these gifts because of your circumstances.
所以圣灵呢，不但他是把恩赐分给我们每一个人。
So Holy Spirit not only gives the gifts to every one of us.
而且他也在我们当中不断的在做工作，在我们的心中哈。
He also worked among us in our hearts.
那么来提醒我们，你的恩赐是什么
？To remind us that your gift is there.
那在我们在使用恩赐的时候，也是圣灵在我们身上的工作，可以将恩赐使用出来。
And when we do exercise our gifts, it's the Holy Spirit working through us to exercise our gifts.
所以很多的时候，我们没有办法使用，是不是因为我们没有恩赐？不是因为我们不知道恩赐。
So many times we do not use our gifts. It's not because we don't have them or we don't know we have them.
一个主要的问题是我们意愿的问题。
But It lies in our heart whether we are willing or not.
我们愿意不愿意参与
？Are we willing to get involved?
很多人觉得，哇，教会啊，有的时候还是不要参与太多哈。
So many people may think, you know, oh, for the church, it's better not to get involved too deeply.
因为特别是你要遇到一些教会里的麻烦事和麻烦人的时候哈。
Especially when you meet some troubles or troublesome people in the church.
是不是我如果离得远一点，可能就不会没有这些问题。
If I stay a little further away, then I will not get involved in these problems.
我想或许你不会有这些麻烦哈。
Maybe you will not have these problems.
但是神的心意是要借着我们参与服事怎么样来塑造我们的生命。
But God's will is that through exercising of our gifts, God will shape our life.
我们的生命怎么改变啊？
How can our life be changed?
你不可能天天坐在家里看电视的时候，我呀改神啊改变我的生命啊。
It can happen when you just sit in the hole, watch the TV, and ask God to change you.
很诚实的跟大家说，没有人乐意改变自己的。
To be honest, no one wants to be changed.
所以有的时候我们来服侍怎么样，有的时候不得不改变自己。
But when we get involved in ministry, we have to change.
所以神要改变我们的生命是借着这样的机会。
So when God wants to change our life, it's through this kind of opportunity.
所以英文有句话叫做 as iron sharpens iron.
So in English, as iron sharpens iron.
所以呢，就讲到说我们怎么样去彼此的摩擦。
Just how we, through the conflicts, we get better.
以前有些弟兄是在教会里面他受到了很大的伤害哈。
Once there was a brother who was hurt in the church.
所以他就后来到了另外一个教会。
So he went to another church.
他就决定说我到这个教会我什么事情都不参与。
So he decided I'm not going to get involved at all.
那星期天呢他知道基督徒一定要去教会崇拜，我就星期天去光去崇拜，其他的什么都不管。
So on Sundays he knows that it'sChristian needs to go to worship, so I'll just go attend the worship and nothing else.
但是呢，我想我们就错过了一个机会，什么？一个享受你使用恩赐的机会。
But then what he missed? He missed the opportunity to use his gifts.
所以当我们去使用恩赐的时候，我们实际上心里面得到很多的满足哈。
So when we do use our gifts, you know, there's a lot of satisfaction in our heart.
因为你会体会到你人生的价值在哪里。
Because you will start to experience the value of your life.
所以在我们使用恩赐的时候，我们就注意到我们关注的不是人家的赞扬。
So when we use our spiritual gifts, we find out that what we care about is not the praise from people.
我们定睛在主耶稣基督的身上。
We fix our eyes on our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么我们得到是神的祝福。
What we gain will be God's blessing.
因为在教会里面做事呢，很容易得到别人的鼓励。
Because when we do serve in the church, it's very easy to receive people's encouragement and praise.
特别是像我们教会很多的弟兄姐妹都非常的这个positive 啊，非常鼓励。
And especially in our church, you know, everyone is so positive.
但是呢，我们知道我们做事不是希望得到这些而已。
But we know that when we serve, it's not what we want to get is people's praise.
如果你想只是得到这些啊，你很快你就做不下去了。
If that's all you want, then you can find yourself hard to continue.
因为别人会说鼓励你的话哈。
Because people will say words of encouragement.
但是呢，鼓励你的话永远没有办法使你满足的哈。
But that will never satisfy you.
但是呢，而且呢，总会有人呢说一些不太鼓励你的话哈。
For sure, some people will say discouraging words.
那时你就会受不了了哈。
Then it's hard for you to take.
以前有个弟兄呢，在教会里专门给人家预备咖啡的哈。
Once there was a brother who always prepares coffee for people.
因为早上起来大家都you know, 想喝一些咖啡，于是他就说哦，我每早上起来就给大家预备咖啡哈。
Because in the morning, you know, everybody wanted coffee, right? So he said, well, I'll prepare coffee for everyone.
所以第一次的话，大家就非常开心，哇，这个弟兄真好，你真有爱心，你给我们预备咖啡。
So the first time, everyone was so happy, said, oh, such a wonderful brother, he's preparing coffee for us.
哎，过了时间久的话，大家哎，今天怎么没有咖啡了
？After a while, people begin to say, "Hey, where's the coffee?"
或者今天的咖啡怎么味道不对呀？不会太冷啦，不对。
The coffee doesn't taste good today, or it's too cold.
你就想，难道我是给你预备咖啡的吗
？And then you begin to think, "Am I the one to prepare coffee for you?"
我不干了。
I'm not going to do anymore.
所以呢，很容易就放弃掉了哈。
So it's easy to give up.
因为什么？因为我们服事是想让别人称赞我们。
If that's what you want, you want to praise people.
如果别人不鼓励我们，我想我为什么那么辛苦呢
？So if without people's encouragement, you say, "Then why do I work so hard?"
但是我们使用恩赐来服事，我们是什么？我们是要得到基督的称赞。
So when we do serve without using our gifts, we want to receive Jesus' praise.
所以我们要去发现恩赐。
So we need to discover our gifts.
然后呢，我们有这个意愿去使用。
And we need to be willing to use these gifts.
不但要使用呢，我们还是要努力的。
Not only do we use it, but we need to make an effort.
有人以为说，你要有恩赐的话，大概你就不需要努力了。
Some people may think that if you do have this gift, then you don't need to work hard.
不是这样的。
Not so.
有恩赐是一方面，但是还需要你要去努力。
So to have gifts is one thing, but to use it, you need to put an effort.
因为这样你才能把你的恩赐发挥到一个最大的程度。
In doing this, you can use your gift to its highest potential.
那算可以说是什么叫尽善尽美。
Will be perfected.
所以呢，这里面在保罗的哥林多前书第十二章，它里面就列出了好几种恩赐。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul listed many gifts.
那么第一是使徒。
First is apostles.
第二是先知。
And then prophets.
第三是教师。
And then teachers.
保罗列出来第一、第二、第三哈。
And then it was a list first, second, and third.
显然就说这属灵的恩赐的重要性是有差异的，对不对？
It shows that there's a difference in its importance among the gifts.
我们上个星期也讲过，属灵的恩赐重要性是有差异的。
And last week we talked about that there are different importance of different gifts.
但是它的价值是怎么样？是没有差异的。
Their values are the same.
这个概念是我们很难理解的。
This concept is a little hard to comprehend.
因为这个世界上只要是重要的东西，它的价值就会高。
Because in this world, we know if something is very important, then its value is higher.
但是神用我们属灵的恩赐却不是这样。
But that's not how God uses our spiritual gifts.
所以呢，恩赐像使徒，使徒是什么？就是来建立教会的。
So for gifts like the apostles, the purpose is to start a church.
说如果这个地方没有教会，我们准备建立一个教会起来，有的人就有这种恩赐来建立教会。
If some place is not a church, the apostle has the gift to start a church.
所以这是使徒的恩赐。
So this is the gift of the apostle.
第二个先知的恩赐，他就是能够替神来讲话。
They can speak for God.
那么替神来告诉教会神的心意是什么？
And to teach the church what is God's will.
那么第三个是教师，就是做教导方面。
And the third is a teacher who teaches.
所以呢，保罗是唯恐大家会错误的理解这个，虽然是第一、第二、第三，这个有次序的哈。
So even though there's an order, but Paul was afraid that people wouldn't misunderstand.
所以第二十九节跟第三十节，这里保罗讲的岂都是使徒吗？岂都是先知吗？
So from verses 29 to 30, he asks, "Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers?"
所以这里就讲到说每的概念就是每位都至少有一个恩赐。
It says what it means is that everyone has at least one gift.
那么你如果是基督徒，你肯定有恩赐的。
So if you are Christian, for sure you do have a gift.
那并不是所有的人呢都有同样的恩赐。
But not all of us have the same gift.
所以恩赐是不一样的。
So the gifts are different.
也没有任何一个人呢拥有所有的恩赐。
And no one possesses every gift.
那么第三十一节保罗说你们要切切的求那什么更大的恩赐。
And then in verse 31, Paul says, but cover earnestly the best gift.
那个更大的恩赐是什么？
And what is this best gift?
哎，因为保罗接下来这是十二章的最后一节经文了哈。
So this is the last verse in chapter 12.
那十三章保罗就讲到什么？讲到爱，是不是？
But then in chapter 13, Paul talks about love.
我们最喜欢的是哥林多前书十三章保罗讲到爱的那一段经文，是爱是恒久忍耐等等等等，非常。
Everyone loves chapter 13 because Paul talks about love. Love is patient and kind.
那是一段非常优美的经文。
It's a beautiful passage.
就是说恩赐的使用如果没有爱的话，
So when we use a spiritual gift without love,
它就达不到它应该有的目的了。
It cannot reach its purpose.
所以保罗提醒我们在使用恩赐的时候，每个人都要追求那个更大的恩赐。
So Paul reminds us while we are seeking to use our spiritual gifts,Everyone needs to use it with love.
所以这里面even甚至说有些是帮助人的，是治理事的，这些都是什么？都是属灵的恩赐。
Some of the gifts mentioned here are help and administration. These are all gifts.
以前有一个，我以前来的教会有一个姐妹啊，她是喜欢做的一个事情是什么呢？是来收集周报啊。
Once there was a sister at our church, And the thing that she likes to do was to collect all the Sunday bulletins.
所以呢，每个星期她都会把周报收好哈、啊，来收集。
Every Sunday after service, she would collect all the bulletins.
实际上这也是一个恩赐。
So that was also a spiritual gift.
因为积累下来多少年下来，她就会把教会的历史怎么样？全都保存下来了。
So after all these accumulations, she preserved the church's history.
因为教会实际上每年的人的流动啊变化是蛮大的哈。
Because you know there's people coming in and out of a church all the time.
那时间久了，以前发生过什么事你都不记得了。
So after a while, people forget what happened before.
所以这个姐妹不晓得，她这是个恩赐的。
So that is a spiritual gift that she exercised.
所以恩赐呢，也是需要我们去努力的发现，去努力的去做哈。
So we need to make an effort to discover and to use our spiritual gifts.
那我以前在神学院读书的时候有一个教授哈。
When I was studying in the seminary, there was a professor.
因为我们跟他关系都比较好一点。
We were very close to him.
Dr. Toussaint.
Dr. Toussaint?
Yeah. You know him?
No.
那他是一个很著名的圣经的学者哈。
He was a pretty famous Bible scholar.
那我太太 Becky 呢，就是跟他的太太也是就是每个月会大家在一起哈、啊，会祷告啊，会什么的哈、啊。
And my wife Becky would spend time with his wife every month.
Dr. Toussaint 呢，好像是去年刚刚去世哈、
啊。And then he passed away last year.
那么他教这个《使徒行传》那一卷书哈、啊。
And when he was teaching the Book of Acts.
那他已经教了几十年的了。
He taught that for many years.
实际上你就不需要再备课了吧。
And then he really didn't need to prepare again.
我们当中有这个大学的老师知道哈，这个你是教课，教同样的课不就是很简就容易一些吗哈。
Some of the college professors know, you know, if you have taught at a class for a while, then you don't need to prepare as much.
但是 Dr. Toussaint 每一次教这个课，他备课怎么样，还是非常的认真。
But every time Dr. Toussaint still put an effort into preparing his lessons.
所以每一年他都非常的认真的去准备，所以他对这卷书的理解呢，那是没有办法，别人也没有办法去超过的了。
So every year he prepared very hard to teach, so no one can surpass him of the understanding of that book of Acts.
这就因为什么？他有恩赐，但是什么呀？要去努力。
That's because he has a gift, but he also made an effort.
那么才可以把这恩赐发挥到尽善尽美的一个程度。
So his gift was perfected.
所以每个人都有恩赐的。
So everyone has at least one gift.
恩赐需要我们去发现。
And we need to discover them.
恩赐也需要我们去努力。
We need to exercise and make an effort to use them.
不但我们要知道自己有哪些恩赐。
Not only do we need to know what gifts do I have.
而且我们有这样的意愿去发挥恩赐。
But that we have the willingness to use our gifts.
恩赐是需要努力，我们才可以把它发挥到一个尽善尽美的一个地步。
We need to make an effort so that our full potential of using this gift can be perfected.
我以前教会有一个弟兄哈，他特别想去短宣哈。
There was a brother in my previous church who loved to go to missions.
那么那一年他去想去中国短宣的时候呢，正好赶上四川地震哈。
And one year he wanted to go to China, it happened that Sichuan had a big earthquake.
所以呢，我们所有的人都说，哎呀，你不应该再去，你年纪已经很大了，都70多岁了哈。
So all of us said you shouldn't go because you're already in your 70s.
然后他心里面就有个感动，他说什么？他说我呢？辛苦一辈子哈。
But then he thought inside his heart, he said, "No, I worked hard all my year, all my life."
然后我退休的时候呢，我就花很多时间去游山玩水哈。
So after I retired, I spent a lot of time traveling.
那中国呢，我也去看过好多地方。
And I've seen China many places.
但是我从来没有一次去过跟去传福音的。
But never once did I go for the sake of missions.
所以他就有一个意愿，说他一定要去传一下福音哈。
So he had this heart that he wanted to go and share the gospel.
那不过后来我们教会还是祷告决定支持他，也是去参加短宣哈。所以
So after prayer in our church later, we still say we want to support him to go to China.
那最后他回来，他都是有很好的一个感动哈。
So at last when he came back, you know, he shared his
这个很好的一个经历。
Was a very good experience.
不过这个弟兄就是一两年之后他得胃癌就去世了。
But a year or two he got a stomach cancer and then he passed away.
所以在去世之前的话他就知道自己不行，他就说他最不后悔的一件事情啊。
So before he passed away, he said there's one thing that he would not regret.
就是在他身体还许可的时候。
Was when his body was still permissible for him to go.
他去参与了这个短宣的事情。
He got involved in the short-term mission.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹，我们也希望我们大家就是都是来珍惜神给我们在这个世界上的时间哈。
So I pray and I hope everyone of us will cherish.The times that God has given us on this earth.
来使用我们的恩赐。
To use our gifts.
来造就啊神的教会。
And to edify God's church.
造就弟兄姐妹的生命。
And to edify the lives of our brothers and sisters.
而且更重要的也是使我们自己的生命得到一个属灵的更新。
More importantly, that our own life can be spiritually renewed.
下面我们就请Jackson 还有他们的敬拜的小组来一起带领我们来唱这首诗歌叫仅此一生来作为我们的回应。
Jackson and the worship team to come back up here and take lead us in another song Only This Life.
愿神祝福他的话语。
And may the Lord bless his own word.